This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the one thing I love to do is take a nap. I love naps. I get sleepy, you know, on the weekend, maybe at about 2 in the afternoon. Nothing's happening till 6, 7 at night. It's 2 in the afternoon. I don't feel like working. I do a lot of work on the weekends. I just don't feel like doing any paperwork. I'm kind of tired, and I just want to take a nap. Maybe I had a big brunch. Makes me sleepy. And so I could go and take a nap, and my naps last about 3 hours long. It's perfect. Then I wake up at 5, take a shower, get dressed, I go out for the night. And, I say I have a kid sometime in between then. Listen, the cats take a nap. The sheets are a little cool. I don't understand why in the middle of the day, but sometimes the sheets are a little cool. The cats, because they sleep during the day and they're up at night, the cats, you know, then are in my bed, so then I can hear the rumbling, the purring, one cat is like, rawr! So I don't like sleeping next to her, but, you know, that's what she does, is like, rawr! That's just how she sounds. And then I got the dog, and Uzi, you know, Uzi, when you snooze, you ooze. And so, you know, Uzi then comes, right, when I'm snoozing. And then when you ooze, you lose. And so Uzi, you know, then, you know, does her little shtick, and I'm like, Uzi, let me go sleep. So then I go sleep, Uzi goes sleep, the cats go sleep, and nap time is wonderful. I sometimes just fantasize about my nap. You know, I'm going to go on the weekend, get all cuddly into bed, and have a nice, good, juicy, long nap. Maybe it's because, you know, my kids are starting to get older now, so I can take naps and I don't get bothered. It's really nice. Well, now we're being told from the University of Colorado Boulder that if you do use your weekends to catch up on your naps, it's bad. It's not healthy. Why? Because you gain more weight. And you have declines in insulin sensitivity compared to those who get a regular good night's sleep. Now, this isn't the first time we heard about this. A couple years ago, there was a study that came out saying if you take naps on the weekend, you're more prone to diabetes. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, if I have to stay up at 2 p.m. on a Saturday, and I'll then eat to keep up the energy, or I'll drink a Coca-Cola to get the, you know, to get the caffeine. How is that better to prevent diabetes than my just, you know what, I'm not going to eat. I'm going to go and take a nap, sleep it off. Well, this study was published yesterday in the peer-reviewed journal called Current Biology. And the study featured 36 adults asked to stay at a research center for 2 weeks on the University of Colorado campus. So 36 adults. They were split up into three groups. One group was allowed to sleep 9 hours a night. A second group restricted to 5 hours of sleep nightly. And a third group given 5 days of 5 hour sleep nights followed by a weekend where they could sleep as long as they want. Okay? So you get that? One only got to have 5 hours sleep, one nine. One 5 days of 5 hour sleeps, but a weekend nap. After the 2 days, they returned to their 5 hour night sleep schedule. Now, this is over a 9 day period. Participants' sleep, exposure to light, food intake were monitored, all that, right? You know, somebody can't have a bunch of cotton candy, right? And then they see the insulin change. So the groups with less sleep snacked more at night. They gained more weight and saw their insulin sensitivity drop. Compared to the group that got that good 9 hours of sleep. I told you guys, 7 to 9. We really want 9 hours of sleep a night. Then the group that received 2 days to catch up on their sleep saw some small improvements that were lost once they returned to a shorter sleep schedule. So in the end, they said they didn't really see any benefit in the metabolic outcome of people who got their naps. Now, I like naps even if I sleep about, well, I don't really ever get 9 hours. I only get about six, maybe seven. I don't really get that. So I'm okay. But insulin sensitivity among members of the group at the weekend catch-up declined more than those who consistently slept 5 hours a night. So insulin sensitivity declined with the nappers. So what does that mean? Well, remember, your insulin is like the key that gets the sugar from the bloodstream into the cell. So you have sugar in the bloodstream that has to feed cells. There's receptors. There's things that need to draw that sugar in. Insulin helps that make that happen. So if your insulin is resistant, maybe there's fat again, you know, around the cells, maybe there's, you know, a whole variety of issues causing you to have resistance, genetics. Those keys don't open and the sugar can't get from the bloodstream into the cell. But if you have good insulin sensitivity, and exercise helps sensitivity, good eating helps insulin sensitivity, good genes, that sugar gets out of the bloodstream and into the cells where it's supposed to. A lot of people say, well, no, Dr. Valia, we don't want sugar in the cells. We want the bloodstream to get the sugar out. Sugar's sticky, so it'll just stick to blood vessels. It doesn't necessarily just go anywhere. It'll deposit where it wants to. Yeah, your kidneys are going to dump some of the sugar, but your kidneys can only do so much. And the fact that we have diabetics means sometimes your body just can't get rid of the sugar. So what's the key? Well, according to the National Sleep Foundation, adults between 18 and 64 years old should get 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night. Adults over 65 should get between 7 to 8 hours each night. I don't quit laughing. I know. Well, okay, well, what is it? What's going on here? When do you guys go to bed? Midnight and then waking up at 6? I know I do that. I need to stop, but it's because I'm working and, you know, I'm doing telemedicine. I'm seeing patients late and things like that, doing reports, talking to the kids. Yeah, my kids are up. I spend most of the time talking to my kids after 10 p.m. because that's when they're done with their homework and then they're playing with their video games. I'm like, all right, bedtime. I got a 19-year-old and a 16-year-old. Like, Mom, we don't do bedtimes. I go, your mama says bedtime. You go sleep now. Mom, I want to play games. I was studying all day. And so they don't get sleep, so they're up. So I'm the first one to bed in my family, which is like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. Why don't you guys try to go to bed at 9? Go to bed at 9. Wake up at 6. There's your 9 hours. It's not that hard, people. 1-877-DR-SALLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I was speaking at the Spring Mountain Women's Republican Club yesterday. And we were talking about Medicare for All, talking about health care, and I, you know, shared with them a lot of my views, which obviously aren't very in line with Pelosi or Ocasio-Cortez. I know that's a big shock. I just don't see how Medicare for All will work. We've talked about that. We talked about how we have a lot of strain on our health care system, and there's this big push to go socialized, a huge push. And so I urge Congress and legislators and, you know, people who are voting for this to look at the other countries. When they claim, oh, the other countries have socialized medicine and it works, Maybe in Israel it works well. And in Israel, they get stuff done. They know how to get stuff done. But in countries like England, they're having problems. And I like England. I do. I give them a hard time. I do give England a hard time, right? Because of the whole taxation without representation. I never got over that, you know, and everybody knows that. And I'm going back to London, you know, this next summer. And I'll have my piece. I'll say my piece, you know, to some people in some of the local pubs, you know, I just don't know if, you know, everybody's over it. I just don't see how they are. And I still kind of feel like England may be like, okay, you know what, we're going to wait till America's not, you know, ready. And then we're going to come back and, you know, get them back for what happened at the Boston Tea Harbor. At the Boston Harbor with our team. I don't know. I just don't see how everybody, people hold grudges. And what? It hasn't even been 300 years yet. So, I don't know. But anyway, I do like the British, though. So, when you look at what's going on in England, not too good. And the latest is now more than 40% of GPs have admitted that they are going to leave within the next 5 years. That means almost half of their doctors are threatening to quit. And not threatening to quit because of strikes or anything like that. They're not doing it for drama or attention. They're like, I'm not going to be doing this much longer. I can't do this for another 5 years. I'm going to be done. And I'm one of those medical casualties. I closed up my office 3 years ago. I loved my patients. I miss my patients. But when I got offered a chance to teach and do something else, I took it. I did not want to do what I was doing with Obamacare and insurances and trying to fight to get paid and being told how to do medicine. No. I didn't. I was like, you know what? I'm okay with, I never thought I would. I thought I was going to have my practice till I turned 80. But medicine changed. So, they say 4 in 10 family doctors plan on leaving the profession or retiring within the next 5 years. The GPs are blaming increasing workloads, declining morale, with half admitting they have brought forward plans to walk away from the job. 42% said they intend to leave or retire within 5 years. That's up from less than a third back in 2014. Meanwhile, almost a fifth say they will leave or retire within the next 2 years. 18% is out. I mean, when you plan on retiring in the next 24 months, you're already working on your exit plan. You know, I noticed exit plans. I noticed people were coming up with their exit plan in 2009, 2010. I'm like, every doctor I met at these conferences had an exit plan. I told you guys about that on air years ago when I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. I didn't spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to get through medical school just to leave 10, 15, 20 years into it. Well, medicine changed. Medicine's not the way it was 20 years ago. Medicine's not the way it was 10, 15 years ago. It changed, and it changed for the worse. People became doctors. When I interviewed for medical school in the 90s, the big question I told you guys about that would always get medical students, I knew what to answer, or pre-med students, was, why do you want to become a doctor? Well, because I want to help people. You can help people being a nurse, being an MA, being a therapist. You can help people a variety of ways. Why doctors? Because you want the money. And my answer to that is like, no. I'd love to be a nurse. I'd love to be I'd love to be anybody in healthcare, but I really, really like surgery. I really like delivering babies. And it doesn't look like the nurses get, you know, a lot of opportunity to do that unless they become nurse practitioners. And I really love the job security that doctors have. You know, I want to run my own clinic. You get to be your own boss. And that answer apparently sufficed. It was honest. I wasn't going, oh, no, it has nothing to do with job security. It's all about helping people. Yeah, I really did want to help people. And I mean, I grew up poor, but I knew I was going to have to help support my family. You know, I knew that I was going to have to pay off loans. So it was, well, job security. You know, you get to be your own boss. That excites me. And when I interview medical students, prospective medical students, I ask them what their happy place is. I want to make sure they have a happy place. Because if they go, oh, I just want to do this to help people, that does not work. When you're doing 36-hour, well, they don't have to do 36-hour shifts anymore. But, you know, when you're doing these shifts and you're tired and you're hungry and, you know, you have to study and you're trying to get through classes, helping people doesn't get you through. Because you aren't a lot of times seeing patients, you know, the way you envisioned it. It's kind of rough. And the studying of the books and the long hours, so there has to be something else. For me, it was, you know, being able to support my family later. You know, and being able to actually have a house, and a car with air conditioning. You know, my car didn't have air conditioning. I was in Vegas. It wasn't that fun. You know, and so, you know, things like that is like, oh my gosh, you know, I'll be able to have a car, you know, where the windows aren't cracked. You know, and it's like those were the things that got me through. And so nowadays, medical students, you don't have to have that answer anymore. Because doctors don't really make a lot of money anymore. Not compared to other jobs out there. Job security, people hire and fire people now all the time. So it's different. It's a whole different field. Now, how does this affect you guys? Well, if doctors are leaving, and we're seeing such a crisis in Great Britain, who has a socialized system, why are they working longer hours? Well, because they don't have enough of them. Why do they feel underpaid? Well, because they're not getting paid for the hours they're putting in. Money does incentivize. The other thing, too, also is, you know, people don't like the idea that, oh, man, you know, doctors want to make money. Sometimes it's the money that keeps you from quitting. You have a good job. Leaving that job is a lot harder when you're making good money. And so even though I think there are some professions out there that are overpaid, I will never say that with doctors because there's so many other jobs out there. I mean, I hate to say it. I'm making more money now than I've made, God willing, than I made in my medical office. At one point, I was making more money waiting when I waited tables than I was in medicine. So if I have bills to pay, it's a lot easier to walk, even if you love the patients. But, I mean, you can't afford to keep a practice up. You can't afford to do it, especially if insurance companies pay nothing because everyone has high deductibles now. So if you have a physician that, you know, is making, you know, not that much money, why would they stay and do that? There's tons of other things they could do. Same thing with nurses. If you don't pay a nurse enough, they could leave. They are so well educated. They are so well versatile and flexible. There's a bunch of other things they could do. Especially in administration, especially in business, especially in teaching. So you want your nurses to stay, you pay them better. Same thing with teachers. Now, teachers, they say, well, we give them a lot of benefits. They get 3 months off during the year. The problem with that, you know, with the 3 months off during the year is, yeah, that's nice, but they still need to make money. They still have bills to pay. So paying them substandard wages, how many jobs can you get that are good paying that you could do part-time in the summer? When your own kids are out of school and, you know, so that's not an excuse to underpay a teacher. So we got to start putting in more money. Now, some of you will say, well, Dr. Dahlia, America has same issues with, you know, England, and they're not socialized yet. Yeah, but we also aren't doing medicine the way a capitalistic society should either. It's because we're going the wrong direction. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
The United. United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says his relationship with North Korea's Kim Jong-un is a very good one despite the collapse of the two leaders' summit in Hanoi, Vietnam. A day after returning to Washington, Trump says on Twitter that the two had a very good meeting. He also tells Sean Hannity on Fox News,
"It's a much tougher deal to make. Maybe it won't get made, but that's the deal that we should have. And you can't give up everything if you don't get that."
Top Democrats are threatening to subpoena the White House after a report says that President Trump ordered top secret security clearance for his son-in-law. While at CPAC today, White House counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, was asked about the report.
"We don't discuss security clearances. I'm not even going to discuss my own. But I will tell you that the president has the absolute right to do what was described."
Speaking of CPAC, Vice President Mike Pence spoke earlier on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Right. Maybe, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right. So, I've been doing telemedicine, right? And I'm getting more and more people saying that their cough is going on for weeks. Just weeks. Now, it could be because people are getting wise and they know that their telemedicine doctor will not be writing a Z-Pak anymore or writing antibiotics. So they know not to say, oh, yeah, you know, the cough just happened. Oh, it's been going on for weeks. But I could kind of tease that out. I could discern it. I could, you know, I can kind of play around and get a little bit better history from them. But the ones who are really honest about getting a cold and the cough going on for weeks, the majority of them vape. And, you know, I was talking to one, he was in his 30s, and I go, you know, this is interesting, because, I mean, bronchitis could go on for weeks, even months. But I'm really noticing with a lot of young people that these coughs just aren't going away. And I go, do you vape? And he goes, yeah. And I go, can you stop? You know, maybe it's messing with your lungs such that you're not recovering. Oh, well, I did. You know, 2 weeks into the cough, I stopped vaping. I go, no, but if you were vaping before you even got sick, it might have already damaged the lungs. It's just a theory. Okay? It's not really a far stretch of a theory, but it's a theory. Okay? I mean, obviously, you're smoking something you shouldn't, that the lungs aren't used to. Well, now we have a study coming out saying e-cigs are not safe for your lungs. Scientists discovered that vapors are nearly twice as likely to wheeze, which can actually, they say, lead to acid reflux, heart failure, and even cancer. They say vapors are 1.7 times more likely to wheeze as non-users and non-smokers. 13% of adults already in the U.S. have tried vaping. 4%, they say, are on e-cigs, like, regularly. I think it's more. In the U.K., they say a fifth of adults have tried vaping. And 5.5% are regular vapers. Now, remember, in Europe, they smoke more, so it's not that much of a surprise that they would be more inclined to vape. So when people say, oh, it's safer than tobacco, I mean, we doctors are going with that. We're like, all right, it's safer than tobacco because we know of all the studies of tobacco causing cancer and blood clots and heart disease and all sorts of stuff, lung, you know, dysfunction. But we can never say vaping is safe whenever we say tobacco is worse than vaping. It's because it's worse in the studies, but we don't have a lot of studies on vaping. Well, they need to study it as quickly as possible so we get some better data. And right now, they're saying that scientists found that those who vape are nearly twice as likely to wheeze and have difficulty breathing than those who don't smoke. Now, again, they're not comparing it to tobacco users. But people need to quit saying vaping is safe. Even if it's safer than tobacco, it doesn't mean it's, I mean, you know, it could be 5% safer than smoking cigarettes. That still doesn't mean it's a safe thing to do. So, we're seeing more and more links between e-cigs and heart disease and cancer. The latest research comes from the University of Rochester Medical Center. And they say it adds to the growing fears over the devices. They say the take-home message is electronic cigarettes are not safe when it comes to lung health. It's according to Deborah Ossip, a professor in the Department of Public Health Sciences. They say the changes we're seeing with vaping, both in laboratory experiments and studies of people who vape, are consistent with early signs of lung damage, which is very worrisome. Vaping is on the rise, with nearly 13% of adults in the U.S. having tried e-cigs. 13% of adults. So, what does that mean? Well, one is, let's look at the flavorings. We talked about how certain flavorings could be more dangerous. And they found that certain flavorings may damage blood vessels in the same way as heart disease. So, the vapor flavors like cinnamon, strawberry, banana, they say can cause inflammation of the cells of the arteries, veins, and heart. And so what they think happens is when you vape and these flavorings get in there, it causes the endothelial lining to contract, or to not produce enough nitrous oxide. And nitrous oxide relaxes the blood vessel. And you want blood vessels to relax, not, you know, get sleepy and sleep on the job, but you want them to relax to allow more blood flow. So somebody could be at risk for heart disease if their vessels constrict. They say other studies have showed that e-cigs could cause DNA mutations. DNA mutations in the lungs could lead you to getting more cancer, pneumonia, etc. And then researchers at New York University subjected human bladder and lung cells to e-cig vapor, right? And they found that those cells mutated and became cancers much faster. Now, this occurred in mice, so they still have to extrapolate it to humans, but we don't really want to do humans, obviously. We don't want to do, you know, human studies on that. And then in another study, they found from Queen Mary University in London that vaping makes users more likely to catch pneumonia, just like smoking tobacco or breathing in traffic fumes. And then the vapor from e-cigs may help bacteria get stickier and stick to the lining of the lungs. So we have got to stop saying that, you know, vaping is safe. Just because we say it is safer than tobacco use, what if it's only 0.00005% safer? Right? So, how do they work? Well, you got a solution. You inhale the nicotine because you heat a vapor up. And this vapor has the nicotine. It also has propylene and flavorings. There's no burning, but you kind of heat it up. So rather than, you know, burning and, you know, breathing in tar, you know, which is why it's lower risk, you do, however, have a heating element in there, and you're heating up chemicals that are in that vapor. Those chemicals can convert to possibly formaldehyde. Now, e-cigs should not produce tar, should not produce carbon monoxide, but they still have nicotine. And we talked about nicotine, how nicotine can, in and of itself, be cancer carcinogenic because it paralyzes the cilia and prevents the cilia from working well and pushing out pathogens or pushing out pollutants that could cause injury. So we have a lot of different mechanisms. We have now a lot of different types. You got the standard e-cig, which is battery-powered. You put in the nicotine e-liquid, it vaporizes it. You smoke it. And then you got the Juul. Juul has this nice, sleek design. You're going to hear Juuling. The kids don't even call it vaping. They call it Juuling. They're Juuling. J-U-U-L. Very sleek. It looks like a little flash drive. Has a higher concentration of nicotine because they have nicotine salts, according to Daily Mail. Manufacturers claim one pod delivers the amount of nicotine as a pack of cigarettes. It is highly concentrated nicotine, which means when your kid smokes one Juul, it could almost equate to one whole pack of cigarettes. Now, it has an e-cig battery with temperature control. The pod of e-liquid is inserted at the end. And the liquid contains, again, the nicotine, the chemicals, and the flavorings. It vaporizes the e-liquid. And then I guess there's something called the IQOS. It's pen-shaped, and it's charged like an iPod. But get this, it vaporizes tobacco, they say. It's known as a heat-not-burn smokeless device. It heats the tobacco, but it doesn't burn it. And they claim because we're not burning it, we're just heating the tobacco. They claim that then means less exposure to the carcinogen from burning tobacco. I still don't... you know what? Keep this crap away from your lungs, people. Keep it away. Your lungs are only designed for one thing and one thing only. To bring oxygen to the blood. That's it. Your lungs only have that one function. And it has very highly specialized cells to do that. Think about it. Okay? It has direct contact. It is one of the very few parts of the body that has the direct contact with blood. So then why aren't you bleeding into the lungs? Because they're so specialized, these cells. And you want to screw that up? With chemicals and, you know, banana flavorings and, you know, metals from the heating element. It's stupid. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So progress towards HIV prevention, we're being told now, has stalled. We've been doing so good with preventing HIV and with our Truvada and our education and condoms, and we've been doing such a damn good job. But according to the CDC, they say progress has leveled off. Why? Because treatment for the virus is not reaching those who need it most. A report from the CDC released earlier this week claimed that a decline in cases of HIV or human immunodeficiency virus has stalled. And it was just weeks after President Trump vowed to end the HIV epidemic in the U.S. by the year 2030. Now, I was expecting somebody to criticize Donald Trump for, you know, for anything he does. You know, but the agency is saying that beginning in 2013, okay, so it wasn't technically in Trump's administration, the number of HIV infections began to level off to roughly 39,000 infections each year after previously declining for several years. Now, currently, 1 million Americans live with the disease, and the decline has plateaued because effective HIV prevention and treatment are not adequately reaching those who could most benefit from them. They say those who are unable to access treatment and prevention include those in the southern U.S., like in rural areas, and in disproportionately affected populations like African Americans and Latinos. Now, they say that this plan that Donald Trump announced during the State of the Union address on February 5th for his campaign to end HIV in the country by the year 2030 was a plan that they say the CDC Director Robert Redfield did encourage. He said, now is the time for our nation to take bold action. We must move beyond the status quo to end the HIV epidemic in America. So, the plan, according to Fox News, for which Trump pushes, includes four key ideas to end the epidemic, meaning we have to diagnose HIV properly and easily and quickly. We have to do proper treatment. We have to protect those at risk and have a rapid response to the virus. According to federal health officials, more than a half of new HIV cases occur in 48 out of some 3,000 U.S. countries. Washington, D.C., San Juan, Puerto Rico, and we have seven states with at-risk rural residents. So more than half of the new cases, half of the new HIV cases are in certain condensed areas. And so officials have calculated that as many as under 30,000 new infections are occurring each year. And we were able to drop, well, that was back in the 80s, and then the count fell to about 50,000 in the mid-90s. So the government wants it to drop by 90%, the new infections by 90%. And the thing is we could technically do that. I mean, if we spread education and awareness and condoms, etc., we could do it. Now, some people say, well, Dr. Dahlia, you have a lot of people out there that will not be open about their HIV status when they have sex. Well, then or somebody could lie. Well, then, you know, if you're going to have sex with somebody, you need to use a condom. You know, that's just, or you need to ask them to use a condom. I mean, in the older days, we wouldn't have to worry about unprotected sex because we would have sex with whomever we decided to marry. But now we have a lot of hookups. And men, women, you know, have, you know, sex with people they just met. Then you're going to have to, you know, you have to assume everybody's lying. Or you don't have to assume they're lying. Assume they just don't know. Many people with HIV do not know. When I would diagnose patients with HIV, they would be shocked because they didn't feel sick. Or if they might have had that initial, sometimes when you get HIV, initially you get this little viral type of, you know, where you feel malaise, maybe you get some diarrhea, maybe you feel a little, you feel like you had a cold or a mini flu. Not very strong. And that's your immune system ramping up because there's something new. And then HIV goes, never mind, we're going to just, you know, go away, we're going to hide out. And then it hides. HIV hides. And then it slowly starts to infect the T cells, the cells that could fight it. And so it knows how to evade a very strong immune system. Whereas, like, if you got the Ebola virus, oh, boy. I mean, you know you got Ebola. You're bleeding and you're just, you know, Zika. You get a rash, measles, you get a rash, mumps, you get big swollen glands. With a lot of other viruses, it's really well known. But HIV is kind of tricky. So then you feel fine. And all of a sudden you get sick. One patient, I take an x-ray, and I go, gosh, that looks like PCP. Healthy guy coming in. Homosexual, but healthy guy coming in. And I'm like, this looks like you have PCP. I think I want to run an HIV test on you. I ran an HIV test, and he was positive. He was shocked. Just shocked. And so, a lot of times people just don't know. They don't know if they have syphilis. They don't know if they have gonorrhea or chlamydia. Then you have other people that do know, and, you know, well, and things happen. So all you could do is make sure you protect yourself. And women can get HIV. Heterosexuals can get HIV. It's on the rise. Used to not be. It used to be rare in heterosexual couples. But we're having a lot more, we're just having a lot more sex these days. Some of it's a lot of rougher, a lot rougher. A lot of people are also doing anal sex. And anal sex causes some tearing sometimes, and that causes an easier way for HIV to get in there. We have less circumcision, and we're being told that, you know, uncircumcised men may carry HIV more. Again, there's still a lot of studies on, you know, that have to still, you know, kind of, you know, still walk us through that. A lot of people don't believe that, but they say, you know, that's another way that HIV may be spreading. Not a really common way, but it's there. If somebody has a current STD, it's a lot easier for them to get HIV. So we can do this. Not just to help Trump along, but, I mean, we can do this. But education, helping people, getting, you know them on PrEP if they need it. My only problem with PrEP, it's fantastic, Truvada, where you take a medication. A lot of people have a partner that has HIV, and they want to be intimate with them. And they don't want to always worry that they'll have HIV. Even though we recommend they use condoms, still, they could take this, and it hopefully decreases, it looks pretty effective, in decreasing their chance to get HIV. The only problem is many people want it, so they don't have to use condoms. And again, nothing's 100%. So, if nothing's 100%, all it takes is one little baby virus to get up in there. Speaking of getting up in there, did you guys hear about this set of Australian twins that are not identical and not fraternal? And you have two babies, right, within the same placenta. But this case study report in the New England Journal of Medicine found that one baby was male, one baby was female, when they were supposed to be identical. But then you're not identical if one's male and one's female. They're called semi-identical, and this is very strange. It's the second ever case of semi-identical or sesquizygotic twins ever reported. So to recap, when you have identical twins, basically what happens is one sperm fertilizes an egg. And rather than it just dividing on its own, it splits into two groups. So now you have two identical zygotes, and they grow, and now you have identical twins. And they should have 100% same DNA. Fraternal twins is when two eggs get released and two separate sperm fertilize them, right? Because a bunch of sperm are coming up the tube, you know, the fallopian tube. So now you have two separate babies, but they're basically in the same pregnancy. So fraternal twins could be like any other siblings, but they were just born the same day, you know, and they still share the same sort of genetic material because, again, two different eggs, two different sperm, just they're in the same pregnancy. But semi-identical twins is where the genetic material gets split because two sperm simultaneously fertilize one egg. It's crazy. But anyway, so we'll talk a little bit more about that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.